Thank you for the introduction. I'm Calvin Meeks. I'm a graduate student under Dr. John Snyder. And I understand the, not wanting to give the title because it is quite long. What we did was assess the utility of conventional photography from an unmanned aerial vehicle and chlorophyll fluorescence to try and detect water-induced differences in canopy development and yield in cotton. In Georgia, our irrigated acreage projections in the, by the year 2050 shows a trend of only cotton essentially having a major increase in that actual irrigated acreage. By the year 2050, we're projected to have an 89% increase in irrigated acreage in Georgia, so we tend to do a lot of irrigation research between the water wars with Alabama and Florida. We need to make sure that we're utilizing our water as most efficiently as possible. Previous research done by Dr. Glenn Ritchie has determined that green-red ratios from a conventional photo can be correlated with ground cover fraction, and they did this with a blimp, so we decided to do it with an unmanned aerial vehicle to try and develop a low-cost method of detecting canopy differences. And our objectives were to define the utility of both conventional photography and chlorophyll fluorescence for detecting these differences caused by water deficit. We hypothesized that NDVI would correlate well with this green-red index and that we would have good correlation with yield with both indexes. In 2014 and 2015, we conducted the study in Camilla, Georgia, and all of our irrigation treatments were pre-bloom. So we had a 20, a 40, a 70, and a 100 centibar trigger pre-bloom, and then once the cotton started blooming, they were all irrigated with 35 centibar triggers, and then there was a dry land check as well. This map illustrates the variable rate irrigation system that we used in Camilla to be able to apply the differing amounts of water. Our image conversion for the UAV, we used Fiji, which is a free program from the National Institute of Health, and AVI DEMU, which is a program that is open source to pull frames from the video. So all of our software was open source and free. In 2014, we had a fairly dry year. We had 12.6 inches of rain, and we ended up saving 1.2 inches of water utilizing the 70-100 centibar triggers over the 20 centibar trigger. In 2015, however, we had 24 inches of rain over the growing season, so our 100 centibar trigger actually had no irrigation pre-bloom. It was essentially dry land until it started blooming. And we saved 2.1 inches by using that trigger over a 20 centibar trigger. And the UAV, whenever we do this image conversion, essentially what we would do is we get the ratio of green to red pixels, and it would give us a histogram. So you have a measure of your green to red ratio. In 2014, we saw that there were no differences between these irrigated treatments, but due to the drought stress, the dryland treatment was significantly lower, and our NDVI reflectance values showed a similar trend. Fluorescence in 2014 actually showed that there was an increase in fluorescence during a significant drying period, and then the trends were similar for the rest of the year. And we found a strong correlation in 2014 between NDVI and a green-red index. So this led us to believe that we would have a strong method of looking at canopy differences with essentially a very low-cost method of doing so. In 2014, there was no significant differences in between the lint yields of the irrigated treatments. However, the dry land due to the drought stress was significantly less. We also demonstrated there was a very strong correlation between green-red index values when it's plotted versus the yield that was gathered from the infield harvest. And we see a similar trend with the NDVI. It has a very strong correlation as well. In 2015, due to the rain, we saw that there was no significant differences in our green-red ratio measurements versus in between the irrigated and the dry land treatments. NDVI as well showed that there was no strong differences between the NDVI on the irrigated plots versus the dry land plots. Fluorescence in 2015, we saw a similar trend of there not being a strong difference in between the irrigated and the dry land. In 2015, we saw that our correlation between the NDVI and the green red index was not very strong. Our R square value here is only 0.11. And strangely enough, it's actually due to these outliers at the bottom, or I say outliers. But these four points would be from our dry land study. However, if you look at just the irrigated treatments, there's a strong correlation between the NDVI and the green red index as well for 2015. If you look at just the irrigated treatments, the R square was 0.54. So we still feel that this is a viable method that a producer could use if they already have a UAV, due to the fact that they're very widespread, since there was a million sold at Christmas, and a good bit of farmers now actually have UAVs, whether they use them to watch themselves picking peanuts or whatnot. But they have them, and I feel that they should be able to use them for something other than just taking pictures of themselves in a tractor cab. In 2015, due to our rainfall, there were no significant differences in lint yield between the irrigated treatments and the dry land. Across the board, there were no significant differences. Part of this is due to the fact that we had a tremendous amount of rainfall, as was demonstrated earlier, but we actually defoliated, and after we defoliated, we got a significant amount of rainfall a week after application, so our cotton was in the field defoliated for 6 weeks before it was able to be picked. So there was a considerable amount of lint lost on the ground, and I feel that that has a strong effect on these yields not being statistically different between the dry land and the irrigated plots. In 2015, the green-red index, when plotted versus yield, is still significant. However, the NDVI is not as strongly significant. It's very weakly significant with a p-value of 0.07. And part of this, I believe, would be due to the higher dynamic range of a photograph compared to NDVI, since it's 0 to 1, and the way this index works is from 0 to 255 because of the number of pixels that a camera can detect, and that's the value that's assigned to each color in the red, green, and blue bands. Interestingly, when you combine the lint yield data over both years, I found it interesting that while the P value is slightly outside of significant range at 0.11, the only significant differences between the dry land were treatments 1 and 4. So the irrigation treatment that got the most amount of water and the irrigation treatment that got the least amount of water were statistically the same. And I feel this strongly helps us prove that when a cotton plant is smaller and not blooming, that its water requirements are lower, and we possibly need to reduce the amount of water applied pre-bloom since we have these water war issues, and we need to make sure that we're being most efficient with our water. And the interesting thing is this irrigation strategy is based on the primed acclimation method that Dr. Diane Rowland developed for peanuts, and in some of their peanut research, they actually showed that some years that you could actually get a yield increase from withholding water early in the season on peanuts. So hopefully in future research we might can show a similar trend to help save water early in the season. So in conclusion, the NDVI and green rate index data suggested there were no significant differences between our irrigated treatments, and the yield data suggested there were no significant differences between irrigated treatments. And in the future, this program that we're using is developed with a photo plug-in that a statistician with the National Museum of History has actually developed himself for free, and he has other methods of gathering indexes from these images for vegetation. And there's actually a vegetation index that uses the red, the green, and the blue spectrum from a conventional camera. And I think that's something in the future that we should be looking at, that it possibly could pick up more differences in the canopy, because when it's green or red, you essentially get green from the plant and then red from the soil. So I think with the blue, there's a possibility to pick up more differences. I'd like to thank the Georgia Cotton Commission for all their support, the UGA Cotton Team for all their help, and Ned Horning for all his help in developing this plug-in. And essentially giving it away for free. And with that, I'll conclude my remarks, and if there's time, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions for Calvin?
Calvin, first, congratulations on your good work. So I have some questions. For NDVI and fluorescence measurements, so what did you mention the instrument you did you use UAV catcher or other?
No, due to the lack of time, the NDVI was measured on the ground with a Greenseeker mounted on a sprayer. And then the fluorescence was measured with a fluorapen on the ground as well. So we had ground truth and measurements to go with the aerial method measurements.
How far are we away from, or maybe we're already there, where farmers might be able to put an NDVI unit on a drone and fly over their field and download a map in the morning as they drink their coffee to see where they need it?
I think the question was, how far away are we from a farmer putting an NDVI camera on his drone and getting a map over his coffee? I think honestly, within the next possibly, depending on how the FAA takes their regulations, 2 years, probably 5 at the most, from being able to have a drone that you can have the camera on, have it go fly, and then while you're getting fixing coffee, have it download and prep the map for you.
So the technology is already there, it's just the FAA, which is the limitation.
The technology is there, the cost and the regulation is going to be the issue.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you.